is the... To go with the property tax cap, we need something called mandate relief. Mandate relief is reducing the number of burdens the state poses on local governments. John Kamen will talk to you about chapter and verse about this, and he's right. And we also need pension reform because the cost of public pensions is going through the roof. It is unsustainable. Mandate relief, we have a mandate redesign team that's working on it to remove the unnecessary mandates. Pension reform, just look at these numbers. 1998, 1999, we spent $1.3 billion. It's going to $6 billion in 2013, 2014. We're going to need to change the pension system. I'm going to introduce a bill shortly that is going to reduce the pension benefits in the out years and stop a process called pension padding that I investigated as Attorney General, which pads the pension in the out years going forward.
The average pension.
We can't afford the public pension system that we have in this state, period. We just can't afford it. The increase in public pensions has been astronomical. What is driving the taxes that we were just talking about? One of the things is the public pension system. It's unaffordable for local governments. It's unaffordable for the state government. There are also reforms that need to be made. When I was Attorney General, I did a number of cases on what's called pension padding. How in the last few years that a person is working, they do a lot of overtime, they run up their salary, and now you have an artificially inflated pension for many, many years. And that's going to be part of this pension reform system. But it's gone on too long, we can't afford it, and it's wrong. It's wrong. There has been an institutionalized fraud in the system that has to stop.
When you say
the $14,000 average pension, the people who are receiving that?
Yeah, it's always the exception, right? Most people are law-abiding citizens, and they don't game the system. It's the people who do game the system that everyone else has to bear the cost. And my point is, then let's reform the system so you take the fraud out of the system. It works for everybody.
When will you introduce that pension reform bill?
Shortly, very shortly. Shortly.
And how much will it
days?
Take? And what are the details of the bill? You're going to raise the retirement age, end early retirement. What is going to be in that bill?
I'm going to introduce the bill in very shortly, in a matter of days, and we'll talk about it at that time.
Don't know how much money might save.
Will be there in the Senate to pass the game.
Second, we have to clean up Albany.